بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering and doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi, as usual, is our in studio to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So, poverty and sickness cause weakness in faith. Then how do tribulations, consisting of poverty and sickness, lead to growth? I mean, from one side, we got sickness, poverty, which kind of, we can say, gradually cause a kind of weakness in your faith. You lose your hope in Allah, you lose your hope in your supplications and prayers. But from the other side, we see that tests and tribulations and exams in life somehow make you spiritually grown up. How is it possible? How do you solve this contradiction, Sheikh?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم it seems to be a contradiction, but in reality there is no contradiction. Neither poverty is the complete reason for weakness in the beliefs, nor the afflictions and tribulations are the true cause for spiritual growth. Both of them can act as partial reason, or what we call it in philosophy, جزء العلة. So, to talk about each and every one of them separately, there are some narrations to the effect that for some people, poverty might be a cause of even disbelief. There is a famous narration that قَدَ الْفَقْرُ أَنْ يَكُونَ كُفْرًا.
Yes.
Poverty is very close to disbelief. Now, there are explanations about this narration. It's true that for some people, what we call it economic poverty may lead to weakness, but the complete cause? Not at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that for some people they are tested by naqsan min al-amwal wal anfus wa thamarat, which refers to a kind of poverty.
Yes.
So poverty in and of itself can be a form of bala, a form of trial and tribulation. And okay. Allah said, وَبَشِّرَ الصَّابِرِينَ, give glad tidings to the patient people. Mm-hmm. So the very claim that a person is, economically poor doesn't give him or her a good excuse to be away from God.
And from the other side, it's not necessarily so that a poor person is a religious one or a faithful one.
Not at all.
Okay. On the other side, a rich one might be, for example, a pharaoh or a bad guy.
So, these just act as juz'ul illah, as the partial part of the cause. The main cause is our decision.
Mm-hmm.
That is why in the history, we see in many cases that very poor people, they are, very good people, or they are very bad people.
All right.
On the other hand, very rich people, they might be good people, they might be bad people. So that is the point, that in and of itself, poverty is not a reason for weakness in the beliefs.
But do you believe that poverty might lead to weakness in faith?
For some people, it might be so.
I mean, those people who do not have, are not capacitated enough, you know, will link everything to God, to the fortune, you know, to their destiny, and all of a sudden lose their hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, when it comes to the narration, قَدَ الْفَقْرَ يَكُونَ كُفْرًا, some scholars believe that it's referring to the people weak in their beliefs, and they attribute their poverty to the will of God, and they begin to complain about the will of God, and it may lead them to a kind of deviation.
Mm-hmm.
But, is it a true excuse? Not at all. That is why we have the Prophet. I mean, although they were able to have a good life, and Imam Ali alayhi salam, but they used to live an ascetic life.
Yes.
And they are the most perfect human beings on the planet Earth in the whole history of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the point. The very poverty is not a good reason, it's not a good excuse for belief in God, but for disbelief in God, but for some people, due to weakness in their belief, it might be so. On the other hand, some people, refer to some narrations according to which the Holy Prophet has said, "Al-faqru fakhri." Poverty is my honor.
That's right.
There are at least two ways to understand this narration. Mm-hmm. One is the economic poverty.
That's right.
Because at least, although I mentioned that poverty and richness, they do not have any role in weakness or firmness of the beliefs. But in majority of the cases, on the other hand, we see that poor people might be even more righteous than the rich people.
It's you mean they are not after materialistic engagements and the love of this world?
I mean, it's not the case for all the people, yes. But as the Quran mentions that, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَتْغَى أَرْرَاهُ اسْتَغْنَى. As soon as the people, they become rich, and they think that they are independent from God, they begin to transgress.
To revolt against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So for many people, at least, it works like this, that poor people are more righteous compared to the very rich people.
Okay.
So al-faqru fakhri may refer to this point, that the very fact that I'm poor is my honor. And some people understand it to refer to a spiritual poverty.
Poverty, that's right.
So faqh here is what is mentioned in the verse, Ya Yuhannas, Antumul Fuqara'u ila Allah. Oh, people, you are poor before God.
All right.
So it's also not only...
you mean spiritually you are not that much developed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes. I mean, we are contingent human beings and Allah is the necessary being.
Okay.
So the very fact that I realize that I have nothing of my own, everything, if I have any virtue, any merit, even my own existence,
belongs to
everything is due to the mercy of God,
yes.
Then it is a kind of honor. Uh-huh. And that is what is meant by al-faqru fakhri.
So by confessing to this type of faqr, I am becoming richer and richer in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a positive side of being a poor guy.
Exactly.
Okay. That's right.
And this is one way of understanding the narration that kad al-faqru an yakuna kufra, if we understand it to refer to economic poverty. Mm-hmm. Some also believe that this faqr in this narration might refer to other dimensions of poverty, poverty in culture, poverty in knowledge, in awareness.
Yes.
So for many people, poverty in knowledge and awareness that it may lead to disbelief, not the economic poverty.
Okay.
So this is another way to understand this narration. It's not talking about the economic power. It's referring to the fact that if you are poor, although you might be rich economically speaking, if you are poor regarding your knowledge of the religion, your awareness of the virtues, then it may lead you to this.
But Shaykh Karimi, believe me, sometimes this is a tool in the hand of some, misusers in order to abuse such a concept. Encouraging the people to have a simple lifestyle in order to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
this
or
is
closer
the wrong
to
understanding.
God. And this is not only in Islam, it is in all religions.
Yeah,
Christianity and Judaism. That for example, if you have a simple type of lifestyle, you can purify yourself in a better way. But
you
behind
know, the
scene,
is that,
something else is happening.
Yeah, providing a good life, normal way of welfare to yourself and your family member is a virtue, according to at least the religion of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
So to lead an ascetic life in which, you and your family members are suffering is not recommended at all by the religion of Islam. Of course, the leaders, the prophet, the imams, needed to live the most simplest life because they are the role models of the people, and the majority of the people at that time used to lead a very poor life.
Right.
But later we see that, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam compared to Imam Ali alayhi salam, he had a much better life because now the conditions of the people are much better compared to the time of the Prophet. Finish this point.
Okay.
So to have a kind of relative welfare is recommended, but the only point is that, and then to make money, to earn money as much as you can is absolutely encouraged, then to be able to help other people. So the only point in the religion of Islam is that we need to not to be attached to what you have. You might be the poorest people on this planet Earth, but at the same time, attached to what you have. I mean, the only clothes that you have. And you might be the richest of the people on the Earth and not to be attached to any of the belongings that you have.
And this is a type of good type of simple
lifestyle. That's the point, yeah.
Lifestyle.
So Imam Ali Salam had so many gardens, so many wells, but he's not attached to any
Imam
of
Hassan
them.
Imam Hasan al-Mushtaba was called the Kareem of the Ahlul Bayt, you know? That's right.
So this is the wrong understanding that you need to have a simple life, ascetic life, poor life. No. We need to, work hard. We need to earn money and have a relative welfare for ourselves and then try to help other people.
Is it true that Prophet Muhammad said that if poverty comes from one door to the society, belief and faith will go out from the other?
It seems that, the wording is not as exact as this. What we have is what I mentioned, Kad al faqra yakuna kufra. I mean, the content is mentioned in other narrations, that poverty may lead to a kind of disbelief. Now, having said that, let's also talk about trials and tribulations, because the question talked about the affliction, that they might be a cause for a spiritual growth. Of course, we need to discuss it in a separate discussion, but when it comes to afflictions and sufferings, there are many explanations for them. First of all, in many cases, what we are suffering from might be because of the fact that we are exposing ourselves to the causes.
Okay?
So in and of itself, something might not be evil. We make it in a way that it turns out to be evil. So for example, if you consider the poison of some animals, yes, it might be evil. But in and of itself, that poison is used for many medications nowadays.
Yeah, medical uses, that's right.
So the point is that some evils that we consider evil is not absolute evil. It might be relative. Mm-hmm. It's important for us how to deal with these phenomena. Or for example, rain in and of itself is a blessing, but it may lead to flood because of the way that we build the buildings and the cities. Okay?
That's right.
So in the urban area, even if there is too much rain, if everything is built, scientifically speaking, in a proper way, then there won't be any flood as damaging as it is for many people in many countries. Mm-hmm. And the same is true regarding earthquakes. So this is one point. The other point is that, yes, for many people, such afflictions, according to some narrations, may help as a spiritual factor, because for some people, they are, leading a way of life with forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not remember God anymore. They are neglectful of their obligations. Sometimes, as soon as they are afflicted with some calamities, they begin to remember God again. Mm-hmm. So it's important for the people who are suffering to remember God again and use it as a kind of a spiritual growth.
Okay. But not becoming a play to God. When you have, for example, problems, you come to God.
That's the point.
When you are rich,
it's mentioned in
God.
The Quran that some people, when they are on a ship on the sea, then there is a storm, they remember God. As soon as they reach the shore, then they
same
forget
shore,
God.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
So we can make a simile here. Like you have, for example, monotonous road. Sometimes some people make it artificial bumps in the monotonous road, so that the drivers do not fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
In our life, sometimes we need also these, if you may call it, artificial bumps, and the afflictions may act in this way.
All right.
That they help us to remember God and not forget Him anymore.
Thank you very much, Karimi. We must know that all these tests and tribulations in the way of life, are some natural things. Nobody has an easy life from day one, okay?
Yeah.
Even the rich people will have their own difficult times. We do not know about them. But everybody, according to his own capacity and potential, is tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Test by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for all the people.
Yes.
Nobody is an exceptional. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding if poverty and sickness cause weakness in faith, then how do tribulations lead to growth? It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for being with us. For more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن. بعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن